Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. In the last broadcast, we shared with you about the truth about Easter. We're going to go over this and finish this up today. Easter is a holiday which the whole world celebrates. Christians celebrate this believing that it's about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we pointed out that if Easter truly is the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus, why do non-Christians celebrate Easter? Because they've rejected Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior. There'd be no reason for them to celebrate His resurrection. So it's important that we find out what Easter is really all about. And as we look historically, we see that the word Easter comes from paganism. Easter can be traced back to pagan Babylonian religion. In the pagan religion, they worshiped the sun god through the winter god, who was Nimrod, and through the spring goddess, who was Semiramis. Nimrod, who was the cause of rebellion, led the great apostasy against God after the flood, and he influenced the people to follow after magic and witchcraft and astrology, led them into idolatry, and he taught them to believe in reincarnation and all kinds of evil things. He was finally killed by Shem, but after his death he was honored by the people of Babylon as a hero and was declared by his wife Semiramis to now be the sun god and the savior of the world. Semiramis made it look like Nimrod gave up his life rather than just be killed, and even though that he'd fallen prey to being killed by a man, that he actually freely offered himself for the good of mankind. Well, later Semiramis became pregnant with child, claimed it was conceived supernaturally, gave birth to a son named Tammuz, which she declared was Nimrod reincarnated, which was a lie. Now, Nimrod, the sun god, was declared to be a counterfeit Messiah to the pagans. Well, Semiramis deified him as Savior of the world, the true God of heaven. She also called herself the Queen of Heaven, and now we began to have the god and the goddess worship. Now, paganism had different names for their gods and goddesses. Easter is the modern name for the Babylonian goddess Ishtar, Ishtar, who is the goddess of the rising light of day and spring. And Ishtar was another name for the spring goddess Semiramis. In civilization after civilization, the pagans continued to worship the spring goddess through all kinds of different names. Oyster was the name of the spring goddess in the Anglo-Saxons. Ostra was the name for the Germans. Ashtart was the name in Nineveh. Easter is simply the modern name for Ishtar, Ostar, Ostara, or Ashtart. And so it's all about the worship of the spring goddess. It is not about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, the way that Babylonian false religion worked is they would proclaim the worship of their sun god and their goddess through mystery symbols. One of the mystery symbols was the egg. The egg figured in all these religious rites of the pagans. The Babylonians, the Druids, the Hindus, the Japanese, the Indians, the Chinese all had their sacred eggs, as we pointed out. And the pagan legend taught that a sacred egg of a great size fell from heaven into the river Euphrates, where the fish rolled to the bank, and that the doves settled on it until it was hatched, and out came the goddess Ashtart. Considered Ashtart the great blessing to the human race, and the egg became the symbol of Ashtart, the spring goddess. And of course, Ashtart was deified as the queen of heaven and worshipped as the mother of mankind. So the pagans believed that the eggs would give new life. That's where the tradition of the egg hunt comes in. It was instituted in paganism to find an egg to receive their blessing from the spring goddess. And of course, we have our modern tradition of the Easter egg hunt, which is all of paganism. Another symbol of goddess worship was the hare, which was a symbol of the moon, considered a sacred animal, sacrificed to the goddess Oyster, because it was the fastest procreating animal. It was a symbol of the goddess of fertility and renewed life, and the hare with its eyes always open signified the moon, a fertility goddess, watching over the pagans to bring fertility and renewed life, and eventually evolved, of course, into the modern Easter bunny. Another symbol of the goddess worship was the use of cakes. The pagans offered incense, poured out drink offerings, made their cakes to the worship of the Queen of Heaven, as we saw in Jeremiah 7:18 and Jeremiah 44:19. So the pagans using the cakes in the worship of their goddess, this was the forerunner of the making of breads and cakes and hot cross buns to be eaten in the modern observance of Easter. The custom of wearing new clothes came from paganism as well. The pagans believed that the wearing of new clothes brought good luck, and so they go to the Temple of Babylon to welcome in the spring goddess and make their baby bonnets and new suits to obtain good luck from the spring goddess. So this pagan custom has given rise to the modern wearing of Easter bonnets and new clothes in the observance of Easter. Now, we see that Easter is of pagan origin, involved the worship of the spring goddess, also celebration of the death and resurrection of Tammuz. Remember that Tammuz was killed by a wild boar at the age of 40, and we saw in Ezekiel chapter 8 and verse 14, when he brought him to the door of the gate of the Lord's house, which was toward the north, and behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz. And then in verse 16, he brought him into the inner court of the Lord's house, and at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men with their backs toward the temple of the Lord and their faces toward the east, and they worshiped the sun toward the east. So here we see in Ezekiel chapter 8, the women were weeping for Tammuz, and the men were worshiping the sun god. The pagans believed that Tammuz was resurrected and went up to heaven to reign as the sun god. And to celebrate his death and resurrection, the pagans kept a solemn fast of 40 days in honor of the life of Tammuz. This was a preliminary to their great annual festival in celebrating his death and resurrection. The tradition of eating ham at Easter is traced to the death of Tammuz because a wild boar killed Tammuz, so the pagans killed the boar and ate the animal in retaliation for his death. And our modern tradition of eating ham at Easter dinner comes from this pagan practice. Another tradition from paganism is the sunrise service. The pagans would meet at sunrise to worship the sun god. And during the time of Jesus' ministry, the Mithras, they met at dawn, they honored the sun god. Unfortunately, many churches have sunrise services thinking that Jesus was resurrected at sunrise. But John 20, verse 1 says, "The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulcher, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulcher." That shows the fact that Jesus was raised from the dead while it was yet dark, well before sunrise ever occurred. The Easter sunrise service comes from the worship of Tammuz, where they would worship the sun god. And we mentioned how this came into the church through Constantine, who merged paganism and Christianity. There was a dispute between the pagans and the Christians about some important doctrines, and this brought about the Council of Nicaea in 325 AD, where there were two main disputes. One, was Jesus created or was he God in the flesh? And two, the naming of the resurrection day. Well, the Christians wouldn't compromise on the deity of Christ, but they did compromise on the naming of the resurrection day. And so Constantine decreed that this day of the resurrection would be declared as Easter, and he decreed the celebration of Easter to occur on the Sunday following the first full moon of the vernal equinox at the Roman Catholic Council of Nicaea in 325 AD. And we pointed out how the Roman Catholic Church brought in the mystic egg of Ashtar when Pope Paul V taught the people to pray, "Bless, O Lord, we beseech thee, this thy creature of eggs, eating it in remembrance of our Lord Jesus Christ." The Roman Catholic Church also brought in the 40-day period of Lent. Lent is from the Anglo-Saxon word lenten, which means spring, and Lent pointed toward the worship of the spring goddess. Now, did the early church have anything to do with this? Absolutely not. The early church never celebrated Easter. Christians celebrated the fulfillment of the spring feasts of the Lord that included Passover, unleavened bread, and first fruits. In fact, true born-again Christians have always resisted the observance of Lent and the celebration of Easter throughout history. In modern history, the British Parliament under Oliver Cromwell struck Christmas and Easter from its calendar in 1643. In the early days of the colonization of America, the Puritans frowned upon its celebration. Easter eventually gained entrance to America through the Roman Catholics who settled in the colonies. However, Easter was not widely observed in America until the Civil War period. Since then, with the continual spiritual decline of America, Satan's been able to make Easter a dominant holiday. Now the question which must be answered, should Christians observe Easter? And the answer is absolutely not. Now why? Well, we got to summarize the historical facts. Babylonian pagan religion worshiped the sun god, proclaimed a false messiah through mystery symbols. Easter is held at the time of the spring festival of pagan worship of the sun. The holiday of Easter is the worship of Ishtar and Ashtaroth, the spring goddess. It's the celebration of the death and resurrection of Tammuz as the false pagan messiah, which is a counterfeit of Jesus Christ. The egg is the symbol of the spring goddess. The egg hunt was performed to receive blessing from the spring goddess. The hare, the forerunner of the Easter bunny, is the symbol of the goddess of fertility. The cakes and hot cross buns were used in worship of the goddess of Easter, the queen of heaven. Lent is the 40-day period preceding Easter in honor of the life of the sun god Tammuz. The eating of ham is done for the killing of Tammuz by a wild boar. The wearing of new clothes with the modern Easter bonnets and new suits was to welcome in the spring goddess and obtain blessing and good luck. The sunrise service is all about the worship of the sun god. It should be very clear that Christians should have nothing to do with the observance of Lent or the celebration of Easter now that we've seen what it's all about. It is idolatrous and acknowledgement of the false messiah of paganism. Why do Christians celebrate this holiday since it's pagan in origin? Many Christians do so ignorantly because they have not looked into this historically and found out the true pagan origin of Easter. Others know about the pagan roots, but continue in its observance because they don't want to let go of their traditions. In fact, many try to change the pagan meanings into Christian meanings. Some Christians have said that the egg is the symbol of new life found through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They say the rising and setting of the sun is a symbol of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. These statements are clearly lies. Others ignore the pagan roots and say they're just enjoying a spring holiday, declaring that they're celebrating the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ and not paganism. Well, the truth is you can't convert Easter into something that it is not. You can't change or ignore the pagan root meanings while you retain and hold fast to the same symbols and traditions of paganism because they're symbols of idolatry and false worship. You simply can't make Easter what you want it to be, and it certainly is not about the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, others celebrate this holiday because of their children. They don't want them to feel left out if they don't participate in the egg hunt or the other traditions of Easter observance. Well, the answer is to tell them the truth and teach them not to participate in it and why they should not participate in it. Teach them the fulfillment of the feasts of the Lord and the truth about the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. To let your children be involved in pagan traditions allows them to be involved in the idolatry and the false worship. The truth is that if one participates in Lent and or Easter, he's not just observing a modern-day holiday, but in reality, he's honoring and embracing all the ancient traditions of Babylonian false religion, including the acknowledging of Tammuz as the false Messiah. The Bible says to keep ourselves from idolatry. Therefore, the answer to the question of whether Christians should observe or participate in Lent or Easter is absolutely not. We cannot compromise the truth, but stand up and reject Easter. And what we do celebrate is the fulfillment of the spring feast, Jesus going to the cross as the Passover lamb on that very day, bearing away the sin of all mankind in the 3 days and three nights in fulfillment of the feast of unleavened bread, and raised from the dead on the very day of the feast of first fruits as the resurrection, being born from the dead, bringing forth the new creation and the new covenant into being. As I conclude the broadcast, if you'd like to get our book, The Truth About Easter, it's available for $2 postpaid. Call 1-877-773-6377. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.